Quaker Puffed Wheat is shot from gun. Quaker Puffed Rice is shot from gun. Yes, listen to the roar of the Quaker guns brought to you direct from the Quaker cereal mill, where Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice are shot from guns to make them crisp and tender as nuts in November. Now, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice bring you Harry and the Pirates, a new and exciting adventure of Terry Lee, the Dragon Lady Strikes Back.
Make haste, men. Back to the village we go. Terry Lee and his friends have foiled the Dragon Lady this time, but they shall not escape us again. Since they are no longer in the hills, they must have decided to intercept the young American boy in the village. We shall get them there. And woe to Terry Lee for the trouble he has caused us. Open! Come at once!
Ah, luck is playing into our hands. Look below, men. Look there on that narrow road between the hills. It is none other than Terry Lee and his friend Connie. They are trapped and at our mercy. Aim. We should surround them. We are five. They are two. You, Aim, take a position directly behind them. Aren't you, get over to that north hill, and you, Fang, take the south hill. King and I shall proceed to the road below and head them off. In the meanwhile, hold your fire until I give you the signal.
In the gray light of early dawn, totally unaware of the menacing trap which is soon to be set for their benefit, Terry Lee and Connie, trying desperately to save the innocent victims of a band of river pirates, are cautiously making their way back to the camp of Akeem the Cobra, leader of the pirates. Behind them, in flames, the burning besieged village of Shang Ling, where the pirates and the villagers still engage in hand-to-hand battle. Ahead, only one hope. The hope that the young American boy, Mark James, ward of the village councilor, can be saved before he delivers himself as hostage at the pirates' camp. Now, as the threatening web begins to draw around them...
Easy does it, Connie. I don't think we're far from the camp now.
Connie has strange feeling we are watched from hills above.
Could be. Haven't seen a sign of anybody, but keep your rifle ready just in case.
What Mr. Terry proposed to do if we do not find young American boy first? Just walk into camp in broad daylight, nice as you please, and demand boy be given to us?
I wish it could be done that way, Connie. Yeah. Since we both know it can't, we've just got to take our chances all the way down the line, that's all. Boy's got a good head start on us. Most likely he's in that camp by now. If enough pirates are away in the village, we'll rush the camp and save that boy. Too many pirates are still there. We'll get Pat and Hotshot. A few of the villagers give us a hand.
Could be Mr. Pat and Mr. Hotshot from their position in the hills saw a boy start toward camp and caught him before he arrived?
Well, possibly. If the boy approached from the right direction so they could spot him. But hold it a second, Connie. If I'm not mistaken, the camp's right down there on the river's edge beyond the bend in this road. Before we go any farther, let's do some reconnoitering.
On foot, Mr. Terry?
On foot. Come on, let's dismount and cross this ravine. Take a look-see. Hold it, boy. Whoa. Hold it.
Connie wish he could get over notion we are watched.
Got your gun?
Yes, Mr. Terry. Has spares for both in case we need them.
Keep close to these rocks, Connie. They give us some protection anyway.
There is river just below. And look, Mr. Terry right. Pirates camp down there at Bend in Road.
Looks sort of quiet, doesn't it? See any sign of the boy, Connie?
No, just few pirates standing guard, that's all.
Wonder where Akeem the Cobra is. His whereabouts can make quite a difference in our plans.
So can whereabouts of Dragon Lady, Mr. Terry. Connie's still sure evil lady hunt for you.
Oh, that's a lot of nonsense, Connie. Why in blazes would you...
Mr. Terry, somebody shoot!
Look, Connie, duck behind this bullet!
Oh, everywhere we go, people firing at us.
Oh, holy smokes, Connie. We're hemmed in here just like a rat in a trap. You take that side and I'll take this one.
Quick, Mr. Terry, pirate on your side, taking aim.
Got him, Connie. That's one down.
There. Connie got second one. Two down now.
I wonder how many more there are in this little party. Oh, there's another down there behind that rock.
Come out, Terry Lee. We have you surrounded. Come out, you and your friend, with your hands up.
Who are you? What do you want with us?
You know perfectly well I am the Dragon Lady. Give up. You can never escape me now.
I wouldn't be too sure, Dragon Lady. We've already pinged a couple of your men.
There are many more if I don't see some. Do not try to resist your fate. You are outnumbered.
What makes you think so? My friends are close by.
Not close enough to help you now. Come out before we come and get you.
Come ahead. But would you mind telling me first what you want with us?
We want your lives, and we want the ring of Nam Kai Feng, the gold detector ring.
See, Mr. Terry, see?
Oh, is that all, Dragon Lady? I hate to disappoint you, but the ring was given to me, and I intend to keep it.
Your intentions are noble, handsome one. But they shall come for nothing. As agent for the great Mr. Turnbull, the Dragon Lady has been assigned the regrettable duty of retrieving that ring. And the Dragon Lady never fails in her assignment. All right, men, forward. Since Teddy Lee will not cooperate, he must be shown what it means to interfere with the Dragon Lady. Shoot!
The Dragon Lady and her two remaining pirates now begin to close in upon Terry and Connie, and all the advantages seem to be on the Dragon Lady's side. She has the more strategic position, and she knows she can get more help in an instant from the pirate camp below if she needs it. Things look bad for Terry and Connie. We'll see what happens in just a moment. But first, one, two, three. Three famous words describe Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice. They're shot from guns. Yes, these swell-tasting and ready-to-serve cereals are shot from guns to make them bigger and better tasting. In the big Quaker mills, giant guns are loaded with carefully selected grains of sun-ripened wheat or rice. That's the premium grain. Now listen. Listen to the actual roar as the guns are exploded. There you have it. Why Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice taste so swell. They're exploded to 8 times normal size. They're crisp and tender, with a nut-like flavor that melts in your mouth. Best of all, you have your choice of 2 delicious kinds, Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice. You'll like them both. You'll enjoy eating the wheat one day, rice the next. See why the cereal shots from guns are so amazingly popular. Yes, endorsed by many of Hollywood's biggest movie stars. Enjoy them yourself tomorrow with milk and fruit. Don't forget, they furnish the food value, too, of restored natural grain amounts of vitamin B1, niacin, and iron. Get both kinds in the big red and blue Quaker packages. That's Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice.
Hold your fire, Connie. We're getting low on ammunition. We can't waste a shot now.
Where are they, Mr. Perry? Cannot see Dragon Lady or help us now.
Judging from the rifle fire, they've got us covered from 3 sides. Either she's got a flock of men working for her, or they're all playing cowboy and shooting a couple of rifles at the same time.
Connie can do same thing. Maybe they think we have helpers, too.
No, we can't burn up our ammunition like that. Boy, oh boy, what a pair we are anyway. 4 guns, but our extra ammunition and our horses way back there near the road where we can't get them.
Connie can take chance and go back to horses.
Not on your life, Connie. They'd pick you off in 2 seconds. We just have to hold out here as long as we can.
Oh, pirate up there on High Rock, Mr. Terry. Connie, take bead and ping him flat. Now. Oh, rifle empty.
Doug, Connie, he's hurling those boulders down the hill straight for us.
Gossy, Mr. Terry. Boulders miss us. Oh, here comes more.
Doggone that guy anyway. What does he think this is, a bowling alley with us as animated tenpins? You bloodthirsty gorilla, take that.
Oh, you got him, Mr. Terry. Long time before he hurled rocks again.
Right, good thing, too. But I wonder how many more guys he's got to take his place.
Touché, Mr. Lee, touché. But your victory will avail you little. You're surrounded completely. Come out, you and your friend, from behind those rocks.
Not in a month of Sundays, Dragon Lady. If you want us, you'll have to come and get us.
We have extra men now. You'd better think twice.
I don't believe you, Dragon Lady. People tried that bluff before.
Bluff, is it? All the right, men. Start fighting again. Let the doubting Mr. Lee see what I mean.
Connie, she is lying. We've seen 3 of her guys, and I'll bet my last dollar she has only 1 left. Besides herself.
Right, Mr. Terry. Shot from only 2 directions. Now, Dragon Lady and Helper each use 2 guns. Connie, sure.
Hey, look up there along that ridge.
Oh, maybe Second Helper's still alive after all.
Wonder where that guy's going. Ducking in and out of those rocks like a rabbit.
Maybe he head for Pirate's Camp to get help.
I don't think so, Connie. Look at him. He's apparently unarmed. I think this is a little trick for the Dragon Lady to draw us out of here.
Get him, Mr. Terry. Get him before he disappears behind our side of hill.
No, he's too well protected. Can't waste the shot. He'll be circling around behind us in a second. You wait and see. Then we'll get him.
No, Mr. Terry. Connie convinced man head for camp. Must be stopped. Connie going to stop him.
Connie, don't go out of there.
Be right back, Mr. Terry. Must get man. Keep Connie covered.
Connie, come back here before you get yourself shot.
See you soon, Mr. Terry.
Hugging the side of the hill, Connie scrambles rapidly in the direction of the pirate who has just disappeared behind the rocks. And in his excitement, Connie is unaware of a strange fact. The fact that there is no rifle fire now. Is this a trick, as Terry believes? Has the Dragon Lady at last separated our friends, only to succeed in their capture? We'll see in just a moment. But first, going, going, gone. That's about how fast Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice will disappear at your house.
Yes, these ready-to-serve breakfast cereal shots from guns are just that delicious. Pour on milk, sweeten with sugar, and for the super treat of the week, top with sliced apples or applesauce. Mmm, boy! As you know, the most important thing about food is quality. And quality is what you get when you buy Quaker puffed wheat and rice. For only the premium grains are used. So for the best, insist on the breakfast grain shots from guns. They're never sold in bags or bulk. No, sir. Buy the big red and blue package with the Quaker man on the front. There is no other just like it. No other cereal just like the original, the one and only Quaker puffed wheat and Quaker puffed rice.
Almost there now. Connie, almost to top of hill now. Hate to disobey Miss Oteri's command, but this one time Miss Oteri all wrong. Pirate head for camp, Connie, sure. And pirate must be stopped. Tap. Over top of hill now and... Oh, Dragon Lady. Put down that gun, Dragon Lady.
Well, 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 my Chinese friend. So you walk right into my trap just as I thought you would. Put up your hands and put them up quickly before I send you on your way to your ancestors.
What Dragon Lady going to do?
Stand in front of me, Connie, and you shall find out. Come. I said stand in front of me.
You shoot Connie from back?
No, no, nothing that foolish. Not yet, anyway. You, my shaking friend, are now my human shield as we proceed down the hill. As we proceed to the spot where Terry Lee is hiding.
Boof!
Connie! Are you all right, Connie?
Ah, Miss Oteri. Connie should have listened to you. Shoot! Shoot now, Miss Oteri!
Yes, why don't you shoot, Terry Lee? I'm coming for you, and there's no escape for you now. Shoot, and you kill your friend, Connie. Shoot, and my last man, who is now on the hills above you, will rain bullets and rocks on your head. Too bad you fell for my trick, Terry Lee. And now I get you and the ring and the tungsten. Have you any last words? You better speak them quickly, for your minutes are now numbered.
Tomorrow, we continue with this scene as the Dragon Lady, ready to strike back, using Connie as her shield, slowly moves in upon Terry Lee. What can Terry do? You'll find out tomorrow, and you'll also find out the amazing thing that happens to Pat and Hotshot as they start down the hill towards the pirate camp. Be listening tomorrow. Terry is played by Bill Fine. This is Chuck Leslie speaking. Terry and the Pirates is written by Harrison Bingham and is brought to you each day, Monday through Friday, same time, same station. So listen tomorrow when Quaker Puffed Wheat and Quaker Puffed Rice bring you Terry and the Pirates. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.